Let's go to Ohio now, where health officials are reporting a daily record of more than 1,700 new cases. And just yesterday, Governor Mike DeWine first tested positive for COVID-19 right before an expected meeting with President Trump, then tested negative. Governor Mike DeWine joins us now, and welcome to Here and Now, Governor.
Well, good to be with you. Thank you very much.
What a day you had yesterday. What have you taken away from what happened to you? I mean, it really speaks to concerns people have that we can't really rely on testing to find our way out of this pandemic.
Well, I think we can rely a lot on testing, and I hope people don't take the impression from what happened to me yesterday. And it was kind of a roller coaster day, I'll tell you that, to indicate that we can't use this testing. Testing is very, very important, and I've learned a lot, frankly, in the last 24 hours. This was a test that was done for me and for anybody else who was going to meet the president yesterday in Cleveland, but it was an antigen test. I'm told that they can have an error rate up to about 30%.
Significant.
Well, it's very significant. And what happened with me is I tested positive, which was a big shock to me. Of course, I didn't see the president. I got in my car and went back home. But I stopped at Ohio State, and my wife and I both were tested there, along with four or five of our staff members who were always very close to me. And we learned last night we all came back negative. They ran it again just to make sure, and that came back negative. And so we think we're fine. We're going to, out of caution, we're going to have another test done on Saturday.
Okay, so you've had multiple tests. Most Americans, though, can't have multiple tests right now. They're still, depending on where you are in the country, varying degrees and accessibility to getting tests. This week, you joined the governors of six other states in what is being thought of as the first coordinated multi-state testing partnership. What do you hope to achieve with this?
Well, it's really buying power. It's kind of basic economics going together. We want to be able to assure anyone that we're dealing with that they're going to be able to have a good market. And by putting all these states together, we've got a market that is taken care of. So we're very, very happy about that.
You're a Republican, as we know, and just yesterday, President Trump called you a great friend. But does the fact that you need to join a partnership like this imply that the Trump administration has failed on testing? I mean, is the president doing enough to stop this pandemic?
Look, I think one of the lessons from this pandemic, after it's all over and we all look back, there's a couple lessons. One is we've underinvested in public health. And we've done this under Democrat and Republican administrations alike. We've done it for decades. We've got to invest more in public health. Number two, we don't ever want to be in a position, again, where we have to buy all our medical equipment from China or from Europe. We mm-hmm. need to be able to produce this stuff inside the United States.
I want to ask you more about what's happening in Ohio. So you were praised for keeping infections low in Ohio in the early stages of this pandemic. Over the course of 4 days back in mid-March, you shut down schools before any other state, and then bars and gyms and salons, and then instituted a stay-at-home order. But now we're seeing caseloads are spiking again in your state. What went wrong?
Well, we reopened the state. It's what's happened across the country. Now, we did it very carefully. We did it in stages. We have the, I think the best protocols for business. But what's happened is that, for a while people were not wearing masks. We put on a statewide mask order, and we're seeing the mask compliance go up dramatically. And there is good news. In the urban areas, we're starting to see our cases go down. And that's a direct result of about 90% of the people who are out and about are wearing masks. What we're seeing, however, on the downside, we're seeing our rural areas where we're seeing a spread. And quite frankly, we've got to get our mask compliance up there.
Yeah, I mean, mask wearing, though, has become so political. You've actually been criticized for advocating that people wear them. Your chief health advisor resigned after facing threats and backlash over the response to this pandemic. You're one of the governors who's been praised for listening to scientists. What do you say to people who don't?
Well, the evidence is overwhelming. I used to be a county prosecutor, and in this regard, the jury is back. There is a verdict, and the verdict clearly is that mask wearing makes a big difference, and so does social distancing.
Do you feel the president shares any responsibility, though, for politicizing mask wearing?
Look, I think that the evidence is clear. I think the fact that the president is seen now sometimes wearing masks is a very, very positive thing. I wear a mask everywhere I go out. It's the right thing to do. And I think, you know, I need to set the tone for the state. So it is getting people used to that this is something that they can do. It's not a loss of freedom. I look at it as a way to gain freedom. This enables us, if everyone's wearing a mask and we're keeping social distance, we can start schools back up.
We know that your neighboring state of Kentucky is now shutting down bars and reducing restaurant capacity and those things after seeing a spike in cases. Do you regret opening up over the last few weeks? And are you ready to go back to doing that in Ohio?
Well, we've limited bars. They have to shut down at 10 o'clock now, and that is one step. And we're going to continue to monitor what's going on, and I've not ruled out any future action.
Mike DeWine is the governor of Ohio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.